You are listening to EuroFolkRadio.com. The views and opinions expressed by the show host, their guests, and individuals that call into the shows are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Eurofolk Radio, its staff, or its affiliates. Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma for me, and the big pharma products did absolutely nothing to help me at all. My blood pressure was out of control, my sugar was out of control, waste of time. So I went an alternative route. I have tried and have been using the longevity products that are advertised on DIY Health here on EFR with very good results. Now, these products, accompanied with self-control of your diet and plenty of exercise, which is the key, well, my blood pressure is down in the normal range. My weight is way down, which brings my blood sugar level way down. And all in all, I feel pretty doggone good. So, if you would like to try these products, you can contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's area code 901-553-6900. Tell Patrick what's going on with your health, and he can help you out. Thank you for listening, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.
When the British armies came from across the bounding main to attack our native shores in their sailing ships of war to establish tyranny by the orders of a tyrant king, Paul Revere cried his alarms and the people took up arms and they fired up their guns in the Greens and Lexington. Soon the battles would be won and the bells of liberty would ring. Those men who fought to keep us free were not afraid to die. They drew their strength and courage from his power upon high and cried this battle cry, no king, no king, no king but King Jesus, the Messiah. Years we have fainted from the fight for his liberty and life. We've been blinded by the lies, so we hardly know what's right from wrong. As the anti-Christian hordes and the global overlords now surround us, holy saints in the camp United States, just like Israel of old, we now find ourselves in Babylon. So now is the time for all good men to seek his face on high and bow to do his will on earth and rise and bend before the lie and cry this battle cry, no king, no king, no king but King Jesus, the Messiah. No king, no king, no king but King Jesus, the Holy One of Israel, the Holy One of Israel. So now's the time for all good men to seek his face on high and bow to do his will on earth and rise up and defy the lie and cry this battle cry, no king, no king, no king but King Jesus, the Messiah. No king, no king, no king but Yehoshua, the Holy One of Israel.
right, you soldiers of Yahweh, this is your wake-up call. And I'm Pastor Steve, as you could guess. And today's sermon is called More Reasons for Wrath. Now, I'm not going to be getting down on particular individuals. I'm going to give a generalization of why things are in a mess. This is going to be part of it. It's not the whole reason. I'll get into more stuff later. But we're seeing Yahweh's wrath start to come down. It's evident to those in the remnant. And it should even be evident to those that are not in the remnant, because the time of trouble really is here. I'm not going to get into anything right off the bat except the topic that I picked, and it's usury or interest. In the English, most people are not familiar with usury, but it means charging interest on things at an excessive rate, just gouging people. If you loan something, an Israelite is to loan to another Israelite without charging interest. We are not to charge interest. Okay, you can reference the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 23:19. This is from the scriptures. The King James uses the word usury. Okay, the scriptures uses interest. It makes it easier to read for those that don't know some of the archaic language. Our languages have changed. And this is one of the terms that has modern terminology applied to it. Deuteronomy 23:19. Do not lend at interest to your brother. Now, who's your brother? Your racial kinsman. The others are not your brothers. Okay? Interest of silver, interest of food, or interest of whatever is lent at interest. In other words, if you loan your brother, your neighbor, your Israelite brother, $50, okay? If you charged him interest, it might be $55 to pay you back. Or at the current commercial rates, the way they gouge people, it might be $60. You loan $50, you get back $60. Well, that's not to be done in Israel. Okay? Now, strangers, those that are not Israelites, you can do whatever with them, but your Israelite brothers and sisters, you're not to lend an interest. Okay. Let's start with Exodus 22, verse 25. Exodus 22, verse 25. If you do lend silver to any of my people, capital M on the my, speaking of Yahweh's people, Israel, okay, the poor among you, you are not to be like one that lends on interest to him. Do not lay interest on him. Now, who is the one that lends on interest? How deep do I have to go into that? Who is the class of usurers among us today. Who runs all the banks and charges interest on everything? Gouging. Okay? That would be the Talmudists, the seat of Cain. That's their main income. Gouging interest out of Israel. And everybody else, even non-Israelites. They just gouge everybody. Leviticus. Book of Leviticus. Chapter 25, verse 36. That's Leviticus 25, 36. Take no interest from him or profit, but you shall fear your Elohim, and your brother shall live with you. In other words, if you help a brother out, you're not to charge him or make profit off of one of your brethren. You're just to help him. How many people do that these days? Do we as a people do that? Some do. Oh, yes. Some actually do that. Leviticus 25, verse 37. Leviticus 25, verse 37. That's the next verse. Do not lend him your silver on interest, and do not lend him your food for profit. In other words, you loan him a bushel of grain. And he pays back a bushel and a half. That's usury. That's the interest. That's forbidden in Israel. I already read Deuteronomy 23:19. Here's Deuteronomy 23:20. What did I say about that? To a non-Israelite, okay? This is concerning non-Israelites. Deuteronomy 23:20. To a foreigner, you lend at interest. That's a racial alien, okay? But to your brother, you do not lend at interest, so that Yahweh your Elohim might bless you in all that you put your hand to in the land which you are entering to possess. These are the laws that were laid down when they were going into the promised land. And they're still in effect today. They haven't been put away, regardless of what the Judeo-Christians teach in their so-called churches. Law is not set aside, it's fulfilled. Not one jot or tittle will fail. Now we have three verses in the book of Nehemiah. Okay, Nehemiah in Hebrew. Nehemiah 5, verse 7. That's Nehemiah 5, verse 7. And my heart ruled over me, and I strove with the nobles and with the deputy rulers, and said to them, you are exacting interest, each one from his brother. And I called a great assembly against them. Nehemiah chapter 5, verse 10. Nehemiah 5:10. And also I, my brothers and my servants, am lending them silver and grain. Please, let us leave off this interest He was not charging interest, and he was exhorting the others to not charge interest. The book of Nehemiah, chapter 10, verse 31. And that if the peoples of the land bring wares or any grain to sell on the Sabbath day, we would not buy it from them on the Sabbath or on a set apart day. And we would forego the seventh year and the interest of every hand. All right, peoples of the land. That was the non-Israelite peoples that were bringing wares to sell on the Sabbath. And they had the gates open, and people would go out on the Sabbath and break the Sabbath and do business, which is forbidden. So eventually Nehemiah closed and locked the gates. And the people sat outside, and finally they just stopped coming on the Sabbath. That worked. We used to have laws about Sunday. Of course, Sunday's not the Sabbath. But they would shut all the businesses down. Everything would close on Sabbath because people were observing a Sunday Sabbath. Well, we no longer do that. And then here's the book of Esther. The book of Esther, chapter 3, verse 8. No, that uses the word interest. That would not be, forget that one. Sorry about that. I'm using eSword, and it just lists all of them that have interest. Okay. It didn't recognize usury. Okay. Psalm 15:5. Psalm 15:5. He has not put out his silver at interest and has not taken a bribe against the innocent. He who does these is never moved. In other words, you will be solid in your faith and Yahweh will firmly establish you. That's what he's talking about, never being moved. People can't bully you and push you around. Proverbs 28, verse 8. Proverbs 28, verse 8. He who increases his possessions by interest and profit gathers it for him who shows favor to the poor. In other words, the ruler is going to take his money, or the guy's going to die and his children will get it and they'll give alms to the poor. So all that gouging and money lending and all that stuff is going to go to naught because it's going to be negated by the actions of others after the guy dies. Okay, the book of Jeremiah, chapter 15, verse 10. Jeremiah 15, verse 10. Woe to me, my mother, that you have borne me, a man of strife and a man of contention to all the earth. I have neither lent for interest, nor have men lent to me for interest. All of them are reviling me. In other words, if you don't participate in the system, they're going to hate you. Well, gee, what else is new? They hate the remnant anyway. Book of Ezekiel, chapter 18, verse 8. There's four verses in Ezekiel, okay? Book of Ezekiel, chapter 18, verse 8. If he does not lend on interest or take increase, turns back his hand from unrighteousness, executes right ruling and truth between man and man. He's describing a righteous man, one that's going to be blessed. Verse 18:13, Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 13. If he has lent on interest or taken increase, shall he live? He shall not live. And if he has done any of these abominations, he shall certainly die. His blood is upon him. His blood guilt, okay? That implies blood guilt for doing wickedness. That's when Yahweh was smiting people for doing stuff like that. That's coming again. That's why I said the more reasons for wrath. It's the name of the sermon. Ezekiel verse 22:12. Chapter 22, verse 12. In you they have taken a bribe to shed blood. You have taken interest and increase. You have cut off your neighbor by extortion, and you have forgotten me, declares the Master Yahweh. That's directed toward Israel. Well, they're doing the same thing today with these courts. I'll get into that in a minute. That's all the Old Testament verses about interest or usury. Like this verse 12 of chapter 22. In you, that's Israel, well, in our land today, they have taken a bribe to shed blood. These politicians pay off the courts. People are incarcerated. People are murdered. People's property is confiscated if somebody wants it. All of this is absolute wickedness, yet we are participating in that in this country and other countries. Wherever the Israelites are, this kind of stuff is going on. This is a reason for Yahweh's wrath, one of them. Okay, one of the reasons. We're not to pay usury. If you're going to buy something, pay cash. Unless it's an emergency and you have to use a credit card. Like your car breaks down and you have to have it fixed, otherwise you can't get to work. You can put it on a card. Okay, I'm not going to get on people for that. But if it's just something you want a new big screen TV. You don't need that. That's not really going to be beneficial. It's just something that you want. You just want it. So if you put that on a credit card and pay interest on that, that's wrong, because it's not necessary. It's something frivolous. We're to be good stewards of what Yahweh gives us. Gives us blessings. We're to use those blessings wisely. Okay, or he can, and sometimes does, withdraw the blessings. That's a fact. He is in charge, okay? And he does watch what we do. He's keeping an accounting of our actions. And we are all sinners, me included. And you have to show fruits worthy of repentance. You have to change your lifestyle and start being obedient. Well, doing all this usury angers Yahweh. Well, let's extrapolate that out to a national level. The nation of the United States, the nation of Great Britain, the nation of Germany, the nation of France, they all have the central bank and they all pay interest to those that charge the interest. And we know who they are. They're known for that. We go along with their program. Well, how are we going to do it? Stop using their system. If everybody just said no, if everybody would stand up and say stop it, it would have to stop. You call their bluff. But in the real world today, people are not going to do that. They are afraid of the system because the system is violent. It uses violence in one form or another against those that resist it. I can repo your house or your car, get you fired from your job. All of those are violent acts. That's all violence. Doesn't mean they're coming around and shooting you. They may, if you're that too big of a thorn in their side, they may just do that. They may just kill you because they're known for that also. I mean, they don't obey any of the laws. So why would they obey the law about murder? It's nothing to them. You're nobody. You're just a bother. So let's just get rid of him. Well, they do that. I mean, you hear about it all the time. And everybody has developed such a thick skin that we just blow it off. Oh, well, another one down. We don't rise up in outrage. Well, some of us do. Some of us do outrage real well, okay? And we have to have Yahweh's protection. I mean, I know for a fact I'm not going down until Yahweh says it's okay. And then nothing's going to stop it. So I do my very, very best to be one of his good little boys. I try to do what's right, and I try to stand for what's right, and I'll call out people if they're doing wrong because it's my duty. I'm an elder in the assembly. I have to do that. It's very unpleasant when I have to. Even people that I have considered friends, I've had, you know, the ones that are reasonable that you can talk to and talk sense to, they stay friends. Because you don't do it out of hatred or enmity. You do it out of love. And when they don't return love, they return hatred, then they are in the wrong. A lot of times they won't admit it. It's a blow to the ego. We've got a lot of that, a lot of ego ruling today. All the politicians with the big egos and self-promotions. Oh, boy, do they promote themselves. They're just so big on that. And we have to deal with that. They They like to lord it over people. They like their power. But they sure don't like to go by Yahweh's laws. And we do what we can with voting, but the voting process is so corrupt. The media promote all of these evildoers. And they get in office. They've said one thing before the election, but they're going to do something entirely different. And we wonder why Yahweh is bringing problems that are really going to be bad. Let's face it. Take a real good close look at what's going on. We're headed for war. They want a war. They make money off of war. They love war. Big money maker. Absolutely. Got to have a war. It jumps up the gross national product and gets all the factories rolling, and the factory workers get paid their little wages, and all the profits go to the stockholders. What a lovely word. Stockholders. Yes. Usurers. Stockholders. Yes. The exact payment in blood. Blood, 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 blood. Oh, they love that. Got to get that blood now. Oh, yeah. They're lovers of shedding blood. Their favorite sport. What are we going to do this weekend, Jaime? Well, Shlomo, let's have a war. Oh, okay. We can make lots of money doing that, Jaime. That's right, Shlomo. We can make lots of money and get rid of some goyim, too. Oh, that's such a good deal. Such a deal I've got for you. Well, and it's always the flower of the white race that goes to war and dies. They have killed off billions of us over the years. All the engineered wars. And you wonder why Yahweh's wrath is coming down. Why we've got all this trouble. Now they've got these plague outbreaks. They've got the illegal aliens in the United States. And there's an Ebola outbreak. That is lethal. They can't cure it. It's Ebola. They've had some of them come in. They've got them isolated. But if that stuff really gets out, man, that will decimate all that population that lives all crowded together. It'll go through the ghettos in the cities like wildfire. That crowded, unclean population is always the first to get it from the plagues. The people that are physically unfit because they use a lot of drugs or just all strung out. Their immune system is down because of their lifestyle. They're going to die. There's going to be plagues. The book of Revelation talks about plagues. You know? More reasons for God's wrath to eliminate a lot of these undesirables. Oh man, that's cruel. Well, is it inaccurate? That's my question. Oh, it's cruel. Okay, it's cruel. But is it inaccurate? We need to face cruelty with eyes wide open, because it's going to overwhelm us if we don't. Got to be awake and aware. And that isn't pleasant sometimes. We're living in these wrathful times, and there's a lot of problems. And if we don't recognize the problems, and we don't admit it to ourselves, we're going to fall victim to them. And there's enough victimization going on already. We don't need more. We need to preserve our people, and that's through education and intelligent thinking. And those that will not listen, absolutely refuse, are those that are already brain dead and gone into a cult, one of these mega churches that's preaching everybody saves and everybody's a brother, and all you got to do is donate and you got a bus ticket to heaven. Well, that's the strong delusion that's come over the world today. They're promoting that, not just in the United States, but all over the place. All over. And we teach against it. We try to wake people up. Some listen. Some don't. But that's on them. If you put the word out and you put the truth out, it's up to the recipient on the other end that listens and hears. It's up to them what they do with the information. If they don't do anything with it, that is on them. If they take heed and take warning and prepare themselves, that's also on them. Good for them. We can't force anybody to listen and hear and believe. That's going to have to come from within. But it's our duty to put out the word. So, the sexual immorality in this country. I mean, we've always had it. Okay, there's always been temptation and some sexual immorality, but never, absolutely never like modern times. That Weimar Republic in Germany prior to World War II was so degenerate. The sexual mores were just gone. It was filthy. And that's one of the things that Adolf Hitler addressed. He came down on all those people, and the books that they were burning over in Germany when they had the book burnings, they were not good books. They were pornography. They were burning the porn. They were burning communist literature. But do you hear that from the news media? No. They hide that. They just say, oh, they were burning books. They were the Nazis were burning books. Those Nazis. Yeah, they were. With enthusiastic participants of the German people that were so disgusted by the pornography and the communist literature that tried to spark revolution against the German people to dominate and subjugate them. They burned those books. Okay? They've had book burnings here in the United States where they go into a porn store and the local residents just swarm in there with baseball bats and they clean out that store. They've warned them, don't sell that stuff in our community. Well, they finally had enough and they They take everything out and they build a big bonfire out in the street, and the police are standing around watching. And they burn all that garbage, and then they tar and feather the guy and run him out of town. Get out of our town. We don't want you and your filth in our town. Get out. Or else. Thumpity thump thump thump. Actually, I feel that we need more of that. We need the citizens to take a hand. Sexual immorality, rapes, violent rapes, where the guy does almost no time, or they get some slick shyster lawyer and he gets off. Some liberal judge will let him loose. And they go out and reoffend. Why is there no moral outrage about that? Why aren't people taking things in hand? A lot of that over in Europe, where they rape little girls. These so-called grooming gangs, they're not grooming gangs, they're rape gangs. That one little girl, 17 years old, had herself euthanized because she had been raped and sexually molested when she was a little girl and just couldn't live with it. She says, I want to die. And it's legal in that country, so she gave herself a shot and sat in a chair in the living room and killed herself. And her parents were powerless. And that's so sad. She's a beautiful blonde girl. And now she's dead. And you wonder why the wrath of Yahweh is going to come down on this planet. Pardon me, I'm not singling out any country. I'm talking about all the Israelite nations all over. In Europe, in America, South Africa, they are persecuting the Boer people, murdering them, stealing their property. Yahweh's wrath is going to come down on that. I mean, the nations, plural, are setting themselves up for a massive fall. They're going to destroy themselves. Because Yahweh is going to bring an end to the beast system that they are riding on right now. It's going to end. And what I have been preaching and teaching lately is that the remnant needs to prepare for this coming wrath. It's not going to come down on us directly, but we are going to feel the effects of it because the system is going to break down and existence itself is going to be very hard and very dangerous. And we need to be ready to survive. We need Yahweh's protection, that is true, but he expects us to do our part. Because there's all these reasons for wrath, because all of society and all of the countries are violating Yahweh's basic laws. Perversion is way up. Murder, rape, idol worship, all of it, all the no-nos are okay now. Everything that's forbidden in the Bible is being practiced with impunity. They're not getting down on these people. They've had these gangs that have kidnapped kids, and the child touchers, the pedophilia, all this transgenderism going against Yahweh's creation. Genetically modified this and that and everything else, all the crops that have no nutrition or are toxic. The health of the populace is going down because of lack of nutrition. And basically poisonous products. We poisoned the air, we poisoned the water, we poisoned the soil, we poisoned the oceans. On and on and on and on and on. I'm preaching to the choir, okay? I understand that. But these are reasons for wrath. Yahweh has been long-suffering. That means he has been very, very tolerant to give us time to repent and straighten up. A certain amount of our people have done so. They are in the remnant. Others are leaning that way. We're getting the message out, and people are listening. Okay? That's the first step. They're listening. We've got their ear. Because what we say makes sense. It's obvious what's going on. But whether they will make the decision to break away and come out from the system that is promoting the reasons for wrath, that's another story. Some will, some won't. Woe be unto those that don't. You know, that's neither I nor any other preacher in any venue can force them. Can't force them. Oh, some will give lip service. Yeah, I believe. Well, the devils believe and they tremble. But they're still devils. A lot of people proclaim belief, but then they don't show fruits worthy of repentance. They don't live the life that Yahweh instructs us how to live in the how-to book. What's the how-to book? Well, that's the scriptures. Tells you how to do everything and be right with Yahweh. Tells you what to do, and it also instructs you what not to do. It's a guidebook. It's a how-to manual to please Yahweh. How do you please him? How do you serve him? Tells you how you anger him too. And more and more and more, we're seeing more of that behavior angering Yahweh, and his wrath is going to come. These are the reasons for wrath that are so prevalent in the world today. I mean, it's running rampant, and we feel very ineffectual on countering this. Well, what can I do? You cannot participate in it. It will set you apart. There may be repercussions to being obedient. Quite possibly. But we are to resist. We are commanded to resist and occupy until he returns, even unto death. And a lot of us have gone down. A lot of us have been killed that are resistors. And they really get down on us. Well, that's the reasons for wrath. I'm going to play a little bit of music here. I hope I have made sense and gotten through to some people. I can only pray that that occurs, and I hope I have maybe inspired somebody through the Word to come into Yahweh's favor by being obedient. Always a chance to change your life. You don't need to be part and parcel to the reasons for wrath. You can separate yourself from that and be pleasing to our Father in heaven. So may Yahweh bless and keep you. And I'll give you a little Carl clang here, a little amusement. Maybe you'll chuckle a little bit. And then I'll play another one, and that will be the end of that. So praise Yahweh, and I'll catch you on the next show.
As Mrs. and Mr. America fret, they huddle around their TV set, they worry and they sweat. They're thinking I'm the enemy, the one they need to get, because their mind controllers tell them I'm a major threat. The talking heads, the daily press, they cultivate stupidity and harvest ignorance. They point a crooked finger and they're all unanimous by calling me extremist, cause I'm down on Zionists. So now I want to sing a new song. I want to be an extremist. I want to join a militia and wear camouflage. I want to be an extremist and run around and sing a rabble-rousing rebel song and sympathize with the skiddies who realize it was the who did the Germans wrong. I want to be an extremist. I want to get the job done. Now what's so bad about being extreme? If I'm extremely innocent, if I'm extremely keen, if I'm extremely paranoid, it's cause of what I've seen. It's written in between the lines of every magazine. The FBI, the CIA are working for the KGB and getting in my way, cause they don't like my politics, they dog me every day. I'm getting tired of telling them the problem is oy vey. The enemy is communism. I want to be an extremist. I want to join a militia and wear camouflage. I want to be an extremist and run around and sing a rabble-rousing rebel song and sympathize with the skinnies who realize it was the Germans wrong. I want to be an extremist.
I just want to get the job done.
Captured by the mob's opposing views, his only guarantee is that he shouldn't be amused. Some may win, but most will lose. Their lives are only figments of the thoughts they cannot choose. And I doubt you'll ever see me on the 6 o'clock news, exposing lying, thieving, cheating communists. Who made me sing you this song? I want to be an extremist. I want to join a militia and wear camouflage. I want to be an extremist and run around and sing a rabble-rousing rebel song and sympathize with the skinnies who realize it was the Jews who did the Germans wrong. I want to be an extremist. I want to get the job done. I want to be an extremist and I just want to have fun. Cha-cha-cha.
Do 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 do
awake, O Israel. Rise from your slumber, and the truth shall set you free. From out of Zion comes your Redeemer in the year of Jubilee. Oh, hallelujah! Oh, hallelujah! Hallelujah! Praise Yahweh! From out of Zion comes your Redeemer in the year of Jubilee. Thou art my chosen, for I have called thee. Thou art graven on my hand, and I will gather all those who gather. They will possess their land. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, hallelujah, praise Yahweh. From out of Zion comes your Redeemer in the year of Jubilee. Out from the furnace, out of affliction, I have chosen thee, behold. And for your iron, I'll give you silver. And for your brass, I'll give you gold. Awake, America.
Awake, America.
Rise from your slumber. And the truth shall set you free.
Hosanna.
From out of Zion. Your Redeemer in the year of Jubilee, in the year of Jubilee.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, way, hallelujah, hallelujah, way, hallelujah, hallelujah, way, hallelujah, way.
Psalm number 2, concerning the Anointed One. Why do the nations rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the land set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against Yahweh and against His Anointed. Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sits in the sky shall laugh. Yahweh shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. Yahweh has said unto me, Thou art my son, this day I have begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give you the nations,